morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Raise your hand if you like Chinese food. Do you? My favorite part has always been the fortune cookie at the end. When you break them open, they have a little strip of paper with your future on it. I brought some today. Let's see what they say. Take one of those. Nope, one paper. There you go. All right, hold them up and I'll read them, or you can read them. What did you say?
Something you lost will turn up soon. You'll make very good choices today.
It says, you will do something soon that will make your family proud. Pretty good. I'll give you another one. I'll give you another one later. All right, and you will have a pleasant surprise soon. How good does that sound? Sounds good, right? You want to hold on to it? Well, when you read your fortune from a cookie, do you believe it? We might get a good laugh out of some of them, but it's foolish to think that a piece of paper in your dessert could tell what's going to happen in your future. Some people, like the disciples in today's Bible story, fear the future, the unknown, or change. One day, Jesus was with his disciples in the temple. The disciples were commenting on how beautiful the temple was when Jesus began to tell them about some things that were going to happen. He told them the temple would one day be destroyed. There would be wars, earthquake, and people starving. He also told them that they were going to be hated and persecuted and even thrown into prison. Those are pretty scary things, aren't they? Yeah, it would be understandable for the disciples to be afraid, but Jesus told them not to worry. He promised that he would be with them, and he said, "Not a hair on your head will be harmed. You will be saved by being faithful to me." So Jesus has promised also to help us when we are afraid. Everyone is afraid of something, and fear can be a good thing, but we should not let our fears keep us from enjoying the life Jesus wants us to have. After all, he promised to help us when we are afraid. Remember, we don't know what the future holds, but we know God holds the future. So let's take a new fortune and see what it says. You can take this one home. Says, we could all read it together. Have no fear because Jesus is here. And that's the truth for everybody, so everybody's got the same fortune today. Will you pray with me? Dear Jesus, we put our faith and trust in your promise to be with us when we are afraid. Amen. Thanks for coming.